It's time for the truth. Will you join me in studying the Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's another beautiful day. I hope that you have the opportunity to listen the full 30 minutes as we study the precious Word today. We're again in the book of Jonah as we're continuing the study. Jonah, we're going to begin reading with chapter 1, the 17th verse, and then read chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 10 of the second chapter of Jonah as we continue that study. I sure hope that you've been with us all along, but particularly the last couple weeks have we been looking at the place of paradise and the place that the ones that are tormented, that do not know the Lord Jesus, go to. Then we've looked at the lake of fire, so many things. And so I hope that you are with us. We're going to review just that very quickly today, and then we're going to continue through the study and kind of move along in Jonah as we have looked now for several weeks at those first few verses. While you're opening your Bible, again, Jonah chapter 1, verse 17 will be the starting place. As you're opening your Bible today, why, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located 18th and Church Street in Hamilton, Illinois, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd like to invite you to services. As you know that it's so very important that you're in the house of God, Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. It's important that you go into the house of God, that you fellowship and worship in the house of God. And if you do not have a church home, I'd love to welcome you here. Sunday morning at 9:30 we have Sunday school, 10:35 is church service. Sunday night we have a Bible study here at 7, we're in the book of Isaiah. Then again on Wednesday night we're back here in the evening at 7 o'clock in the evening for Bible study, and that is in the book of Numbers. And so we've been having a great time as we study the precious Word of God. And then on Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have a ladies' Bible study. And then so we love studying the Word of God. And this radio program is just something that we enjoy very much. I hope that you get out of it as much as I do, as I have studied and prepared it and enjoy it as I study all week long. I have a very busy week, and yet I enjoy so much studying the Word of God and coming together with you folks so that you do come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. Now that you found the area that we're going to be studying in this morning, I'd like for you to follow along. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17 is where we'll begin to read. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and he said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of Sheol cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about, all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thine holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to my soul, and the depths closed me round about, and the weeds were wrapped around my head. And I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with its bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee, unto thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed, salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah unto the dry land. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of his precious word. Father, we do thank you today that we can come together and enjoy such precious verses of Scripture. I ask, Father, that you will just touch our hearts. I ask that you will take these words and the words that you have given me, that they be the truth, that they be so clearly that they touch the heart of every listener. And as we listen to that precious word, that it will convict our heart through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, that our hearts will be convicted and we will be turned to you, and we will come to you and we will call upon you, and we'll know you then as our Savior. And then the life and the joy begins in you as we walk each day after you, that we may grow closer and have a peace and a joy and a contentment in our heart that nothing can offer in this world to match it. And yet we can walk in much tribulation, and yet we have a peace and a joy in our heart. It comes from your precious word, the truth, the word of God. Now please, that you will show us and open these precious words, that they'll be real to us, that we'll know them and live them and walk that way each and every day and each and every minute of every day. Now please, that you'll guide and lead us now. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now, last week we looked at the first two verses of chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of Sheol cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Now, before we begin, I want to read, it's been a couple weeks since we've read these verses, and I would like to go back to Luke, and in Luke chapter 11, we have some verses here that I want to read concerning what the Lord Jesus himself said about Jonah. Now, a lot of you folks kind of, I guess I want you to know the Word of God. And I guess it's very important that you believe this story, this sweet, sweet story that we have in the book of Jonah. And I don't want any of you to deny the Word of God, the truth. You know, when we look at the truth, when we look at the Word of God, the precious Word of God, as Peter would call it, as Paul calls it many times, the precious Word of God, we must stand upon the truth. Do not compromise with other groups or other people. Stand upon the truth and let the power of God come into our life and control our life, that we become witnesses. And if we listen to the truth, the Word of God, if you'll listen today, you can come to know the Lord Jesus. You can be saved. Your sins can be taken away if you'll meet Jesus at the cross of Calvary. Oh, you've got to come to know Jesus. I beg you and I plead with you that you come today and meet Jesus at the cross. Maybe you've been listening all these times as we've been visiting across the radio, and you listen, but you've never responded. Well, I ask today that you listen so very carefully, and today will be the day that you come to know Jesus and set your life to begin to walk after Jesus, that it won't be long that you'll gain a great burden in your heart to go tell others. The Word of God tells us to tell others to come to Jesus, be saved, come to the cross of Calvary. As we have now Luke chapter 11, verses 29 and 30, Luke chapter 11, verse 29 and 30. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. You know, as we read this precious word, as we look to the need to know the Word of God and to search the Word of God, when it tells us of the great work of Jonah as he goes to Nineveh in verse 31 and 32, it continues in this same chapter. But for us to listen to the example that Jesus gives us, and now we have in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly or fish's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Verse 17 of chapter 1, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. We read verse 10 of chapter 2. where it says the Lord spoke unto the fish and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land 3 days and three nights later, as Jesus was in the grave, in that tomb that was new, was prepared. No man had laid in that tomb where Jesus was laid, as we have the example in Jonah. Now let's go on. As we look, please remember Matthew and Luke, where Jesus himself spoke of, as Jonah, so will I. It's not just a fish story. Satan hates this book. He despises the book of Jonah. And so please that you listen so very carefully. Don't you want to study something Satan hates? I do. I want to stand up against Satan. I want to stand up against his workers. I want to stand on the truth, the Word of God. There's only one way you can do that, and that's to study his precious Word. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. As Jonah was thrown overboard, you know, it's quite a great story, as we have this man that was fleeing from God, was running away as he got the command to go preach to the Ninevites and decided not to and ran away and got the mariners in trouble and they were going to die, and it was all decided, and Jonah told him, if you'll throw me overboard, then you can live. Well, after great effort, they decided to give up, and they threw Jonah overboard. And there was a great fish there that swallowed Jonah up, and that's where we're to in verse 1 of chapter 2. And Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. That's where he was at. Now the next step we have in verse 2, and we have had much discussion, we've at length here, we have looked at these verses of Scripture, as we have had in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Now in Luke 16, 19 through 31, if you'll remember, we read that 2 weeks ago, where we have the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man Lazarus. And when we look at those verses of Scripture, we find that there was a great gulf between. And there was a conversation that goes on. Again, the bodies were in the grave, but their souls were very much alive, and the ability to know what was going on and know what was around them. The one that was in the place of torment was the rich man, because he decided that he would take and have his comfort here on earth and not choose to serve and to trust by faith in the Lord Jesus. And that's the call that I'm giving you. Well, he found himself in the place of torment. Lazarus found himself at Abraham's bosom. Now again, read Luke chapter 16, if you look the 19th through the 31st verse. We've read that 2 weeks ago, discussed a little bit last week. Those two different places, two different locations, the only definition we have between them is a great gulf fixed between. So you couldn't pass from one to the other. You need to know, my friend, that when you die, there's a place that you're going to. You either can go into the presence of the Lord Jesus this very day, your body will go into the grave, but your soul will go into the presence of the Lord Jesus. Or you can go into the place of torment, and you'll get to meet this rich man because he's still there. And then at a point in time at the great white throne, there'll be a time of judgment take place there, and this place of torment, those that are there will be judged for their works, and they will be cast into the lake of fire. Now there's a couple things here in the book of Jonah that I want you to see very carefully. Number one, that this book is real, and this book gives us such a beautiful picture of the coming of the Lord Jesus at this time. It's saying, and then Jesus himself in Matthew and Luke spoke of Jonah, back to Jonah. Jonah spoke of the Lord Jesus in the picture he was giving here, the 3 days and three nights, and Jesus says, as Jonah. So we have that beautiful picture of the 3 days and three nights that Jesus was going to be in the grave. But now we also have something that we need to look at, and that is that the word in the second verse of chapter 2, Sheol, is a place of the dead. Now I believe that's the reason, as Lazarus and the rich man went to the place of the dead, I believe that's where Jonah went. It's two different words from the fish's belly and the belly of Sheol, from verse 1 to verse 2. Now, as I said last week, if you disagree and you said, no, God preserved Jonah's life and he stayed alive in that great fish, well, I'm not going to argue about it. But, my dear friend, we got an example here of Jesus. And as Jesus, as his body saw no corruption, but Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross. I believe that Jonah died in the belly of this fish. It gives us quite a visit here, and I'm going to read these verses, just kind of let them soak in a little bit of what went through Jonah, what he's talking about. Thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas. The floods compassed me about, all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thine holy temple. The waters compassed me about, and even to the soul, the depth closed me round about, and the weeds were wrapped about my head. And I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, and the earth with its bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. I will sacrifice unto thee. With a voice of thanksgiving I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. You see the place Jonah needed to get to? And whether you say Jonah is alive or dead, alive in the fish's belly or dead and in Sheol, in the place of the dead, and his body lay in the belly of this fish, just awaiting for Jonah, his soul, to return to go to the work that the Lord had sent him to do. What a conversation. And look at the way Jonah follows through that. Cast me into the deep, the midst of the seas. The floods compassed me about, in verse 3. I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thine holy temple. It begins again. I went down, in verse 6, to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with its bars was about me forever, yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption. You know, in Psalm 16:10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. That's speaking of Jesus. It's such a joy to study this precious word and see the beautiful picture that we have as Jesus was going to and has now, some 2,000 years ago, went to the cross of Calvary, died on that cross, and was buried. He told the thief on the cross that day, one of them went into the place of torment, and the other went to the place called paradise, the place of the dead, but the place where his soul was kept. And Jesus said, I'll see you this day. Today I'll see you in paradise. And I believe that when Jesus died, he went to paradise. His body was buried in that tomb. I believe that the thief on the cross, when he died, the promise was true. And Jesus met him in paradise. When you die, your body is just not laid in that grave and you're just dormant there till some resurrection day. Your soul lives on, whether it's the place of that sees corruption and torment and the heat, the fire, or the place that as they would call it here, paradise. A place of peace, a place of joy. But now, you see, as we read last week, and I'm not going to go through those verses again, but now, we are in the very presence of the Lord Jesus. We don't go to the place of paradise, the holding, the keeping of the dead. And again, it wasn't for some place that we would be prayed up or paid enough money that then we could go up to heaven. It was just a place that we were that the Old Testament saints, those that knew the Lord Jesus, were awaiting the arrival of the Messiah, Jesus. And when Jesus came, lived on this earth, died on the cross, and rose again that third day, 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights. That's how many days and nights Jesus was in that grave. His body, but his soul went to paradise. Because he told that thief that was saved on the cross, "I will see you today." One went to the place of torment, the other went to paradise. One left the presence of the Lord and will be forever tormented, and the other went into the presence. One left the presence, one is in the presence of the Lord Jesus, having the peace and the joy. Now, we enjoy this precious word. And we have this picture of Jonah. We have the picture, as we read last week, of Jesus descending. And it says, before he ascended, he descended. We have back in Numbers 16, which we just studied a few weeks ago on Wednesday night, Korah. The man Korah went up against Aaron and Moses. And he wanted more power. But because of the murmuring and the things that he did against God's man, Aaron and Moses, judgment was called upon Korah. And the land literally, the earth literally opened up. And I believe in verse 33 of Numbers 16, "And they and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed up on them, and they perished from among the congregation." That place is real. This place, again, I'm spending a lot of time, because today may be the last day that you have. And today is the day of salvation. The Word of God tells us that, the truth. Now, sometimes you may not like what I say. I may get you a little aggravated. Well, I kind of hope so. Because, you see, we got to change our lives. We got to stop living like we're getting all the gain. As this rich man had all the wonderful things of this life, but he was forgetting and forsaking the condition of his soul. Now maybe if I can get you a little mad at me, if I can get you a little aggravated at me, I'll get you up and get you into the house of God. I'll get you to face your sin. Realize the sinful condition you're in. And you'll turn to Jesus. And you'll say these words that Jonah said, "Salvation is of the Lord." Look at the steps that Jonah lists here. And again, to whether you think that Jonah's laying alive in that belly of that fish, or you think that he went to Sheol, to the place of the dead, is where his soul went while his body lay in the fish's belly. I'm not going to argue the fact. I believe that the Word of God backs that he is dead, that he went into Sheol. If you disagree, we don't have a big problem here. I love the picture. And I know Jesus was dead. His body was dead in that grave. And this is such a clear picture that I believe so was Jonah. But look at this. "And again, yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God." We need to call upon the Lord Jesus. You're still alive. You don't have to decide right now if you're laying in the fish's belly or if you're in Sheol. You're alive. You're walking around. You're still breathing. Well, as long as you got a breath to take, you can call on Jesus and be saved. And I ask you that you do that today. And I hope that you realize that salvation is of the Lord. Look at verse 8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Though they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. My friend, how long are you going to keep satisfying self? Keep buying all these toys and things to please yourself. And be as that rich man. Wake up. And find yourself in the place of torment, of which there is no return. There's no getting out. There's no second chance. Now we have a beautiful picture here of what happened to the Lord Jesus. We have no other man in history ever that has had the steps that this man's been through. And now his soul is crying out unto the Lord. It says, when my soul fainted within me. That's the place you got to get to. Because you're observing lying vanities. You're trying to satisfy the heart. You're trying to satisfy your mind. And there's only one thing that can satisfy, and that's Jesus. And you're forsaking your own mercy. The mercy that's handed to you in and by Jesus Christ. So please, will you come to Jesus today? Will you trust in Him? I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. These verses need so little explanation. It's the truth, the Word of God. A man of God that has run away from God. A man of God that has decided to go his own way. And not do what He has called out to do. What if you're a man or a woman or a child that you're listening to this radio program and you've been listening for days or weeks and months and maybe even getting close to years now, my friend. And I hope God allows us to be on the radio for a long, long time. But I ask you, if this be the last time we get to visit, I don't know when my last day is going to be, and I don't know when your last day is going to be. But my friend, I know where I'm going. I'm going to be in the presence of Jesus the second I die. I praise God. Where are you going? What are you going to do? Have you realized that salvation is of the Lord? Look at the condition this man needed to get to. When my soul fainted within me. Will that pride get out of the road so you can come to Jesus? Will all those that teaching, all that psychology, and all those things that you've been taught for so many years, maybe you've been sitting in church all your life and you've never heard that Jesus saves and you need to come to Jesus by faith. And personally, as these men got a hold of Jonah and threw him overboard, they became a part of the death of Jonah. Well, you need to become part of the death of Jesus. You need to claim Jesus as your Savior because He died on the cross of Calvary, became your perfect sacrifice and offering, and your debt is paid. Your debt's paid. But unless you receive this free gift of salvation and come to Jesus, it's not going to do you any good. You must come to Jesus and be saved. It says salvation is of the Lord. Look what happened. The Lord spoke to the fish and vomited out Jonah upon dry land. My friend, I want you to see the resurrection. I want you to go from death unto life. And you can when you see and meet Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus?